Red shortstop Zach Cozart enjoying his new donkey, a gift to him for making the All-Star team, and D. Gordon making a big impact for the Marlins early on in Cincinnati.
The speedy Gordon leading at first base, and he's running, and the pitch is taken, and the ball pops out of Mesoraco's hand, and that's steal number 33 for D. Gordon. D. Gordon leading at second base with nobody out. Bouncing off the bag, he comes to third, and the throw down will not be in time. And again, it was almost a running jump on Robert Stevenson. Here's a pitch, and he hits it hard up the middle. The run will score as Jeanette throws Stanton out, and the Marlins have taken a 1-0 lead. They do that on flat-out speed by D. Gordon.
And I expect that. That's kind of been the plan.
Well, that's a 3-2 ball game. Jumping on a 3-2 pitch that was up. And Real Muto hammers it into the seats in left field. His 9th home run of the year. And with Bora aboard, the one-run lead for the Cincinnati Reds stands to be very short-lived. And Miami jumps back out in front by a score of 3-2. Pitch. Another bomb to left. And that's another home run for Real Muto. His 2nd two-run home run of the night. And almost without exception, every ball he's hit has been up. And that one was a low line drive that made it into the lower deck and left. And the Marlins had jumped back out in front 5-3. Reds have cut the lead to 1 and had the tying run at third and the go-ahead run at first. And a swing and a miss. And he went upstairs and struck out Mesoraco swinging. Shot. Oh, a line drive picked off by Justin Moore. He steps on the bag for an unassisted double play, and the inning is over. Tough break for Patrick Kivlahan, and Justin Bohr continues to play a gold glove first base for the Miami Marlins tonight.
Junichi Tozawa allows one run in the frame, but no more. The Marlins go on to win 5-4. JT Realmuto goes 3-for-4 with the 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. D. Gordon finishes 2-for-5 with a run scored and a 2 stolen bases. The Reds have now lost 8 of 9 since the All-Star break. They fall to 40-57 on the year. Here's their manager, Brian Price.
Yeah, you know, it just, we needed the big hit. You know, we weren't able to get it. You know, Moore takes a, you know, base hit, probably a triple from Bill away from Billy, then the big line drive by Kivlahan. You know, they made plays there. We had some opportunities to do some things. We didn't have, you know, productive at bats at times, but they also defended. But we had plenty of chances. There was opportunity there against O'Grady early. There's opportunity against Tozawa, and we just weren't able to cash in. Yeah, it was better. I mean, Real Muto was the guy that really gave him trouble with 2 homers and a double, I think 4 RBIs. Made some big pitches really to the rest of the lineup. It was certainly better, more in the zone, more ahead, nice mixture of fastball and off speed, and certainly a better showing. So certainly he's
Robert Stevenson continues to struggle for the Reds. He goes 5 1/3 on Saturday and allows 5 earned runs. He's 0-3 on the year with an 8.10 ERA.
It's really hot out there, and you know, I feel like 6th inning I kind of started getting tired, and just didn't feel like myself out there. But you know, I think in those middle 3 innings, 3rd, 4th, and 5th inning, I felt like I really got into a nice groove, and you know, after that, then. 1st, 2nd, and 6th innings are really just the long balls that killed me, and you know, that's what I've been struggling with lately. So
the Reds will try to avoid this series sweep to the Marlins on Sunday when Sal Romano takes the mound.